You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio.
A little Freddie and Fitzsimmons in the morning. Thank you very much with Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Freddie Coleman, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. So what if you have a football game on a network that nobody can catch? That's what happened to USC football, number six in the country. They were on the Pac-12 network. Not trying to denigrate the Pac-12. Not trying to throw dirt on them.
But they did it themselves.
They really did. So, you and I are the same mind as far as that goes, because a buddy of mine texted me, goes, are you watching the USC football game? I said, yeah, I'm in and out watching USC football. I'm also watching South Carolina State. They were taking on Jackson State and ABC. Vanderbilt was playing Hawaii on the SEC network. That got delayed because of the weather. He goes, what channel's the USC football game on? I go, the Pac-12 network. He goes, you've got to be kidding. I don't get the Pac-12 network. I said, you're not the only one. That line is long for a lot of people that wanted to see USC, even though they're playing San Jose State, but couldn't because they don't have the Pac-12 network as a part of their streaming or cable systems.
I'm one of those guys. Searching for it, going to look. I mean, like, okay, hold on a minute. USC's down. Seth, wait, hold on a second. Wait a minute. All right. Search.
I have
DirecTV. Now, nope, not available. Okay, what about all these apps that we have?
Uh-huh.
Nope, not available on any of them. So I sent out to our college football group thread with Mark Kestisher, right, Kelly Stauffer, John Madani, our producer. And I'm going, anybody have Pac-12 Network? Kelly, of all the people, the man who lives in the middle of a 500-acre cornfield in Nebraska.
Right.
Had it.
Really?
Kelly Stauffer. So he's now giving us play-by-play on any big play. We get this text. When Branch at a Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas. Oh, yeah. That's a school. Kind of where when I grew up, man, I was an athlete. My younger brothers, athletes. There's a difference, right? This dude out of Bishop Gorman, Kelly Stauffer, goes, when we have USC, let's all remember number one, and his name is Branch.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Athlete. This dude is amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Only a freshman.
You brought up in our pre-show meeting, you put five on him and about 10 more pounds, and he reminds you of a dude named Reggie. I mean, he is electric. But I couldn't watch him because I don't have, and it wasn't available, because I can't get the Pac-12 network. And Freddie, does that not sum up how that conference disintegrated under Larry Scott, their former commissioner, because of things like this?
Yeah, the Conference of Champions did not respect the fact that the reason that you are the Conference of Champions is because of two entities, UCLA basketball and USC football. They thought they would always have that loyalty towards them, they're the Pac-12. Why would they want to go somewhere else? You know, the Pac-12, we need them, but we don't need them. Yeah, you need them when it comes to USC football, because how could you allow the Big Ten to say, we're over here, and USC and UCLA go, yeah, we'll go that way and play in that conference and have all these travel logistics that we don't mind having, because that money from the Big Ten that they're going to get from the Big Ten Network and from Fox Sports and from CBS and from ESPN was way too good to ignore. And if you're the Pac-12, more than ever before, you should not even think for one second that people are going to be loyal to you just because of what happened in the past and what that represented. The fact that you're down essentially a Pac-4 after this season is over, which means you're not going to be a conference anyway, because you had so much arrogance to think that USC football or UCLA basketball or nobody else was going to leave your conference and go where the money is outside of the Southeastern Conference and outside of the Big 12 when it comes to the Big 10.
Yeah, the SEC network, just printing money. Big 10, same thing. Pac-12, not so much. Why? Because it's not available anywhere, because the leadership stunk. And that sums up how the Pac-12 disintegrated. Now, on the other hand, Freddie.
Right.
Caleb Williams.
It's still no joke.
Man.
Still no joke.
I mean, and now he's got just another weapon in Branch. Again, a true freshman. We get to enjoy this for two more years. I mean, he is going to be sensational. But Caleb Williams picked right up where he left off, and you brought it up, Freddie. They're going to keep him in there for most of the game just to go ahead and pad some stats. One, they needed to. 21-14 at the half. He ends up with four touchdown passes, I think around 278 yards. He picked right up where he left off. And another guy did as well. In his first start and a debut for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Sam Hartman, yeah.
I mean, looked like he was back at Wake. I mean, just, you know, breaking records. And here he is, you know, accounting for four touchdowns in his debut. That ties a Notre Dame, you know, debut record. He looked calm, poised, and I felt for the Navy midshipman outside. But outside of Coach Newberry's beard, I had beard envy. That thing
oh,
is
man.
Absolutely
that,
majestic.
That was tight. No
Woo,
question.
Dude.
He should be a spokesperson for the Jets for men. Because he had it going on.
That thing is just absolutely gray and beautiful. But Navy, they were great from the 20 to about the 50, and that was it. And on their, I think it was their opening possession, when your own player is breaking up a fourth down bomb.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right then, I turned everybody at the cost, and I went, ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Because you hit that, you're like, oh, my gosh.
Changes things. Yes. Gives you confidence.
On the opening possession, it was Church. And, look, Notre Dame looked the part, and Sam Hartman picked right up where he left off.
By the Ian Fitzsimmons, Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us. A little Freddie and Fitzsimmons in the morning on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. The one biggest takeaway for me from week zero is that it's got my appetite whetted for week one. You got Florida and Utah that kicks it off on Thursday. Utah, number 14 in the country. Florida, a very young team, but they will not be afraid going into that building. That building will make them afraid because it's very tough to play when you play Utah at home. That building will – you like to use this term. That building will get medieval. That building is going to be medieval against
altitude,
a younger Florida team.
Yeah,
Thursday night game. They haven't forgotten what happened last year when you beat them in the swamp down in Florida, where a game that Utah believed they let one get away, not that Florida won. That's whetted my appetite for that game. Virginia, Tennessee, that game on Saturday, prime time. Deion's first game for Colorado against number 17 TCU. Speaking of building, that'll make somebody afraid. They got 80 different players on Colorado. They got rid of everybody from last year and brought in new players. That was the best thing about week zero. If it doesn't get you amped up for week one, then what are you doing when it comes to college football?
Yeah, I was locked in on Vandy in Hawaii. A little quarterback for Hawaii, Shager, the Dallas kid, you know, he played at Highland Park High School with Matthew Stafford, you know, Chandler Morris, starting quarterback for TCU. That's where they all went. I mean, he played his tail off. And I found myself kind of pulling for Hawaii because of everything that's happened in Maui and the fires. You know, you could tell that those young men really wanted to win for everybody back home. But it ended up being a great game. You know, I mean, 35-28, it was a fantastic game to watch, especially if you had Hawaii plus 17.
Yeah, and then you had the Ryan McGee Bowl, otherwise known as UMass and New Mexico State. For those who don't know, Ryan McGee does a great job as a senior college football writer for ESPN.com. Also, Marty McGee each and every Saturday morning on ESPN Radio and the SEC Network from 7 to 10 a.m. He does his bottom 10, and UMass and New Mexico State were in the bottom 10. Now, full disclosure, UMass's head coach is one of my former coaches at Mansfield University, Don Brown. He and I have known each other since he got there without Coach Tom Elsass, who just passed away this year, and had a chance to catch up with him at the memorial service that we had for my coach when we all went to Mansfield. It was really cool to see my coach, Donnie Brown, who was the defensive coordinator back then, still coaching and loving college football. So I thought that was pretty cool to watch that game, to see somebody from my school and Mansfield University who coached there, now back at UMass, winning a game. They had not beaten an FBS opponent in an opening day on the road since 1984. I didn't care if it was New Mexico State or Directional State. Just see my man Don Brown out there getting a win for a UMass team that only won one game last year. That, to me, was my favorite moment of the weekend, seeing one of Mansfield's own, a former coach there in Don Brown, doing his thing for UMass in the second time being the head coach of that university.
That's awesome. I was 12. When that happened,
right?
That's just to put everything into perspective.
I was 19.
I think UMass had, UMass had won three combined games in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So to do that and go on the road, that's week zero, right? You get some, you know, some feel good stories like that, and it primes the pump. Now we've had our appetizers,
right?
Now we're ready to go have a main course, and I can't wait for Saturday.
Thursday. By the way, real quick, Ryan McGee even said that a UMass fan accosted him when he found out that UMass was placed in his bottom 10, and he threatened to throw Ryan McGee into the Charles River. Go on his Twitter handle at ESPN McGee and read that story. on ESPN.com.
That only happens to McGee.
That is very true.
That's the only guy that would happen to.
And he said it in a Boston accent as well. It got even funnier reading it off the pages about this guy costing Ryan McGee because he put UMass in his bottom 10. And that guy was not happy about it and wanted to lay some hands on Ryan McGee. I'm like, dude, it's
college
critical.
Football fans. They're not passionate about their teams. They are obsessed with their teams.
Yeah, but UMass? I'm talking about Alabama, Auburn. I get that. Ohio State, Michigan.
Every squad's got one.
He was that one that wanted to have a little of a conversation with Ryan McGee. By the way, hit us on the X anytime you want it. Ian Fitz, ESPN. That's Ian's handle. My handle at Coleman, ESPN. We're going to use the word stock when it comes to Trey Lance being traded by the San Francisco 49ers to the Dallas Cowboys and how Dak was not given a stock heads up about that.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
He's Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Freddie Coleman. Appreciate you joining us for a little Freddie and Fitzsimmons in the morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and also ESPN2 and ESPNU. We're going to talk NFL, Ian Fitzsimmons, but Ian Fitzsimmons wants to ask Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter, a serious question based on the control room starring Pat Costello, Nuno, and Alan Yates. So, Jeff, thank you for joining us. Ian, the floor is yours.
Yeah, JD, appreciate it. Good morning. Hope you had a great weekend. In the control room, they were going off on what is it, Fast X.
Fast and Furious series.
Yeah. I've never seen a one of them. I'm all about jumping in if I have truly missed out. Are you a Fast and Furious fan? And if so, have you seen Fast X and your reaction?
I am not, and I have friends that are into it more than I would suspect for an adult male to be into a show about race cars.
With you!
But I trust that it must be good, especially, what do they have, like 97 of them at this point?
Are we missing out on something here, Jeff? That's the big question.
Possibly.
I'm okay with that. Like, a lot of things give me FOMO. Like, I suffer from very, very debilitating FOMO.
Yeah.
This is not it, though. This does not move the needle for me in terms of, like, the true fear of missing out on some, you know, sophisticated conversation about street racing.
All right, before you guys ask real important questions, like...
I thought this was it.
No,
wait, is this a Nuno thing?
Yeah. No, this is like a Nuno Pat Costello.
I was just saying...
Oh, God.
But just clarify, it's not about race cars. It's about family, Jeff. It's about family.
Oh, good. It's all about family. Well, is that the same thing that Star Wars people say? It's all about family?
We love Star Wars,
yeah,
Jeff.
We love Star Wars.
I'm not a Star Wars fan, Jeff. I'm with you. I'm not a Star Wars fan.
I didn't know this was a Nuno thing. Next time, start with that.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I thought we were over past our differences, Jeff.
I don't think so. I think you reignited it. I think so.
You can't get past differences when they just keep coming up. Like, it doesn't... God, Nuno.
We're going back years here on one of the best radio pranks ever, and involving an NFL Super Bowl party. But listen, neither here nor there.
Here we go.
It wasn't a prank. Nuno creeped out my wife before she was my wife at a high school party.
What?
He made her feel very uncomfortable.
Wow.
I since learned that I had to stop doing Will Cain's radio show because of it. I couldn't invite Nuno to a Super Bowl party that I was hosting because my wife was going to be there. It was
what?
Not a prank. And ever since, it's just been, you know, and then I find out he's obsessed with Fast and Furious. It all adds up.
Oh, God. Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter. Hit him on Twitter, Jeff Darlington. Putting Nuno under a bus and rolling over it here with Freddie Coleman and Ian Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. We get to the National Football League as we get serious maybe a little bit. And what was your reaction when you found out not only the 49ers were trading Trey Lance, but traded him to the Dallas Cowboys on Friday?
Yeah, and one quick thing. I just want to apologize to Nuno. I don't want to be the guy on the list, you know, is in Happy Gilmore where he's putting the lipstick on and crossing out names.
That's good.
Wow. Say, JD, good reference. Careful, man. He gets that Portuguese moonshine.
So, Nuno, I apologize. On behalf of my family, I apologize. Love you, bud. So, Trey Lance. Yeah, look, I have a tough time with this one. Part of me is sitting here like, what's the big deal? It's a fourth-round pick. You can, you know, whatever. He can serve as a backup quarterback. No big deal. But at the same time, I'm like, why? Why do this? And anybody who's suggesting that Trey Lance can compete with Dak Prescott, I think that whether you like Dak or not, how can you not admit that Dak Prescott is clearly better than Trey Lance just based on the fact that Kyle Shanahan, who knows quarterbacks better than anybody, maybe he doesn't know how to evaluate them out of college or understand how much you should give up to get one. But he understands. He turned Brock Purdy. I mean, look what he did with RG3 his rookie year. Look what he was doing with Kirk Cousins. He has done great things with lesser quarterbacks, and he gave up on Trey Lance, who he had every incentive to not give up on. And now all of a sudden the Cowboys think that they're going to make him better? I hate to be so close-minded. I just don't understand this move.
Well, if they believe he's better than Will Greer, you improved your quarterback room. But for anybody who is saying that they're sending a message to Dak, I mean, stop. I mean, that makes no sense to me, Jeff. I mean, does it make any to you?
No. But I also don't put it past the Cowboys. Yeah. I don't think it. I mean, when Dak Prescott was sort of asked about this and he came across as being upset, I think he's just pissed because he loved Will Greer. And he doesn't think that Greer deserved to be cut. And you could make a good case after what we saw from Greer, even in this most recent preseason game, that he is clearly better than Trey Lance. We are basing everything, every evaluation we are making of Trey Lance, we are basing it on what the 49ers gave up to get him. I don't believe that anybody who has this strong conviction in Trey Lance is doing so because they've seen something in him on the field at any point in his NFL career that suggests that his value is any higher than any other backup or third-string quarterback in the league. I know that's harsh, but, like, the idea that we're sitting here saying Trey Lance deserves to even replace Will Greer, let alone compete with Dak Prescott, is based on nothing more than the fact that the 49ers gave up the most ridiculous haul of picks to get him. It's not – you can't use that. We have to move on from that. You can't blame Trey Lance for his draft status,
right.
But at the same time, we can't use that draft status in order to elevate him to a place of potential that he does not have.
Great stuff by Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL Insider, joining Freddie Coleman and Ian Fitzsimmons this morning on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. So Trey Lance will get another chance to be the kind of quarterback that we think we can't see from Bryce Young of Carolina, C.J. Stroud of Houston, and Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. Out of those young quarterbacks, which one impressed you the most as we're 10 days away from the NFL season, Jeff?
C.J. Stroud looks like the biggest benefactor to me of the preseason in general. He came out the first preseason game and looked a little slow, sluggish, didn't necessarily look like he was ready for the NFL speed. In the last two preseason games, he has done the exact opposite. He has improved each time. He looks capable. To me, he has been kind of for me a little bit of a pleasant surprise. I was worried all the hype was maybe not going to be met right away with C.J. Stroud. He looks poised and ready for week one. Bryce Young, I am deathly afraid of the offensive line in front of him. What do we talk about the entire year about Bryce Young, size? And now the offensive line in Carolina looks incapable of protecting Cam Newton, let alone protect Bryce Young. To me, that That makes me nervous. But for all the optimism I have about C.J. Stroud, I am concerned that it could take longer for Bryce Young.
Jeff, what's the latest involving two of the best defensive linemen in the league? And that's Nick Bosa in San Francisco and Chris Jones in Kansas City.
Isn't that crazy? Of all the things that we talk about and hype up all offseason, suddenly we have the two best. I mean, literally the two best defensive players in the league. I'm trying to think, I mean, unless we go into the secondary, but Bosa and Jones, I mean, ring defensive player of the year and Bosa, and a guy who probably could have or should have been defensive player of the year or co-defensive player of the year. The teams are both saying the same things about each of them. We know we're going to sign him. We want to get this done. We want to pay him. They've been saying that all offseason. No negotiations this offseason that I've been tracking have had more positive, very wide-open suggestions from the front offices that they're going to get this done, and yet here we are. So I believe that both will happen before week one. John Lynch and Brett Veach have implied that both will happen before week one, but very clearly these guys understand they have the leverage now, and they are pushing this thing to the very last minute.
Real quick, Jeff, 10 seconds left. Which gets done first, Bosa or Jones?
It literally could be either one, honestly. Day to day, any minute, either one. I know we have a short span here. I'm very sorry, Nuno. I love you dearly.
You can make it up to him by starting to watch Fast and Furious. I'm going to start. I'm going to binge it. I'm going to start with the very first one. I'm going all 10.
Yeah, I'm not.
Don't change, Jeff. Don't ever change.
I'm sorry if I offended you, but I'm not watching your weird shows.
Jeff Darlington with bang out of the way of what Nuno has chosen that. Man, oh, man.
I love you, Nuno.
Yeah, sure you do.
You too, Jeff.
More like love and hate at the same time. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
No,
enjoyed it, my
all
man.
Love.
Absolutely. All right. Oh, man, Jeff Darlington. Talk about leaving shrapnel behind for Nuno. ESPN NFL Report, also ESPN NFL Insight. Hit him on Twitter at Jeff Darlington. Man, Jeff can be savage. Who knows? Oh, come on. You had to. When you put it out there like that. You put it on the tee. He had to put that in the fairway at the expense of Nuno.
Oh, he knocked the snot out of him.
He sure did. That thing was right in the middle of the fairway, avoided the dog left to the left. He could two-putt to the green at the expense of Nuno when it comes to Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL Insider. We are 10 days away from the start of the NFL season. What is your biggest question for each NFC division? We're going to share that next. Easy and Fitzsimmons, I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This is ESPN Radio.
Oh, you heard him. Only 10 days away before 2023 NFL season gets started, and we can't wait. With Ian Fitzsimmons, I'm Freddie Coleman. A little Freddie and Fitzsimmons in the morning, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPN2 and ESPNU. So we'll go by each division in the NFC. We'll tell you exactly what we believe is the biggest question. So we go to Pat Costello. What division are we starting with first?
The NFC East.
Well done. Ian was the biggest question in that division.
I think this one's easy, Freddie. It's Dak Prescott and the Cowboys offense. We know the defense is going to be there. I think they're going to have a solid running game. And it's not about rushes with Tony Pollard and Deuce Vaughn, a rookie running back and sixth-round pick out of Kansas State. It's about touches with those two guys. But it's all about Dak.
Okay.
He's got to cut down on the INTs. He knows it. You know it. I know it. We all know it. So I think Philly is going to be just as good, especially with more Georgia Bulldogs on the defensive side of the ball. Nolan Smith is a name. If you don't know it now, the edge rusher out of Georgia that they got late in the first round because he tore his pec early in the season last year at Georgia and didn't finish the season, he's going to be a wrecking machine. Yeah. He is a beast. We know all that. I believe Daniel Jones is going to take a big step in year two with Brian Daboll. I think the Commanders are going to be better.
Okay.
The biggest question to me is Dak. Can he cut down on the picks?
To me, you mentioned that the guy that's going to be the biggest question is Daniel Jones and the New York Giants, because I firmly believe Dak Prescott's not going to throw 15 interceptions. I believe that with my heart. But what kind of step up is Daniel Jones going to take, or can he make that step up having a brand-new contract? He's going to get $82 million in guaranteed money over the next couple of years. They have added weapons to help him out. They get Darren Waller in the offseason from the Las Vegas Raiders. They draft Jalen Hyde to tilt the field against a defense. He can top off a defense. They believe Daniel Jones can be that guy that can be that playmaker. Well, we're about to find out. Last year, he threw 15 touchdowns. It was a run-first team with Saquon Barkley, and give Daniel Jones a lot of credit. He made a lot of plays with his legs and his arm as well. He kept getting better and better and better. Now, can he make that next step up? If he's able to do that, maybe this Giants team could be a lot closer to winning that division and not just being closer to Dallas when it's all said and done.
The NFC North.
What's the biggest question, Ian?
Spent $1 million for this.
Yes, we did.
We're blowing out the budget on this one.
Fast and furious money for Pat Costello.
It's the two young quarterbacks for me. It's Jordan Love and Justin Fields in Green Bay and Chicago, respectively. I mean, what steps that I believe Daniel Jones will take? That's your question in the NFC East, which I think is kind of remarkable. You and I are actually flip-flopped on those exact same two teams with Dak and Daniel Jones. But to me, it's the two young quarterbacks. You know, what are they going to do this year? I'm expecting Jordan Love to be a lot better than most people anticipate him being. And Justin Fields, with a guy like DJ Moore out there, they had the big 68-yard completion earlier in preseason. Can they hook up? That's my biggest question. I think Kirk Cousins is a very, very good quarterback in the NFL, and he gets a bad rap.
Sure.
You know, Jared Goff and the Lions are the chic pick in that division. To me, it's the two young guys. What are they going to do this year for their teams?
See, for me, the biggest question is, are the Detroit Lions going to win this division? Because everybody's talking about them as if Minnesota – people forget that Minnesota last year was 13-4, and everybody looked at it and said paper tigers. And people felt they proved that by losing to the New York Giants in that first-round playoff game. They, out of their 13 wins, 12 were by one score when it comes to Minnesota Vikings. That doesn't happen in back-to-back years. So everybody believes the Lions. This is going to be their year. We'll find an opening night when they play against Kansas City. That maybe could be a harbinger of what kind of start they're going to have to get off to. If they beat Kansas City, then they may be world beaters in that division. But we've seen this before where the hype train stops at your station, and then all of a sudden it leaves the station without you. We'll see the Detroit Lions can join that train and live up to that hype or get left behind at that station. A lot of people believe that this is going to be their division to win in 2023.
The NFC West.
Wow, we brought an extra. I like that. Extra to the soundtrack.
Here's another million right there. Sorry.
Easy. Fast and furious money right there for you. What's the biggest question? The NFC West.
It's San Francisco and Brock Purdy and everything involving the San Francisco 49ers. They are legit Lombardi contenders. I'm not talking NFC. I mean, when they get to the big game, if they get to the big game and get past Philadelphia, can they win it all? And it all goes on. Brock Purdy taking that. Talking about next steps with Daniel Jones, saying Jordan Love, same thing with Brock Purdy, the second-year quarterback out of Iowa State. The defense led by Dre Greenlaw. Fred Warner, to me, is the most underrated, underappreciated defensive player, maybe player in the NFL. 5'4 is an absolute sideline-to-sideline hunter. We know about the defense. We know Christian McCaffrey, if he can stay healthy. They've got weapons outside and Deebo Samuel. We can line them up all over the place. George Kittle. We know all that. Trent Williams, the NFL. It's about Brock Purdy. And I do believe he will continue to evolve and get better and better with Kyle Shanahan. Going back to the 9 games we saw him in last year, he takes a big step. But it's still one that we have to see actually happen.
Yeah. That should be the easy, biggest question. So I'm going to trend away from that because I'm with you. My biggest question outside of that is, can Geno Smith do it again for the Seattle Seahawks?
That's the 1B for me. Yeah.
I mean, 4,282 yards, 30 touchdowns, only 11 interceptions, his quarterback rating 100.9. Nobody. He can talk all he wants, and I'm glad for Geno Smith, but nobody saw that coming after Russell Wilson. And, oh, by the way, they made the playoffs, and they gave the San Francisco 49ers more hell than a little bit in that playoff game in San Francisco because Geno Smith was playing his behind off. Can he do it again? If he can do it again, Seattle could be a legitimate challenger to the San Francisco 49ers in that division. I want to see if Geno Smith can make it back-to-back years and have that kind of comparison to see if he's able to do that. How much of a threat in the NFC West could the Seattle Seahawks be to the San Francisco 49ers?
Are we glossing over Kyler Murray, and is he actually going to become a leader?
Well, he won't play because he tore an ACL. We won't see him until November. I don't think we're glossing over that at all. If you're not in the field, as far as I'm concerned, you're non-existent, no matter what's going on with Kyle Murray. It's a fair question. But until we see him play, meh, we'll see.
The NFC South.
I can't get over that last one. Arizona.
He ain't playing? Yeah. So what?
He's out.
We'll see.
Can't go watch some film.
Exactly.
At home.
Oh, wow.
Actually,
man.
Actually touch the iPad.
Jeez.
Put the sticks down.
Bitter. Party of one. The
no,
table's
not at
ready.
All. I'm a fan of his, man. I covered him a ton at Oklahoma. The talent's there. I want to see it on the field.
Yeah, we want to see the maturity.
Put into work behind the scenes and have it come to fruition on the scene. That's the frustrating part with him because we know the talent's there. I want to see it. NFC South, Derek Carr. I think the Saints are a legit playoff team with that defense, especially with Kent guard Mike coming back, all the weapons they have on offense. It's a sound offensive line. They needed the quarterback. Is Derek Carr the answer? And I didn't realize this. Their win total this year, did you see it, Freddie?
No, I didn't.
Over under 9.5.
Okay.
That's a big number, man. Yeah. And a lot of that to me is all about Derek Carr. Has he found a home in New Orleans?
Okay. My biggest question is, what is Baker Mayfield going to do with this last chance? Because this is his last chance to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League. Many people thought it was a battle with Kyle Trask. He was able to keep that away from Kyle Trask, named the starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I thought that Baker Mayfield would have figured it out last year in this division when he played the Carolina Panthers. Mm-mm. He was able to have sort of a renaissance. He was able to reincarnate himself a little bit with the Los Angeles Rams when Matthew Stafford got hurt. Can he carry that over to this football team? Because if he's not able to, if they bench him, we are not going to see Baker Mayfield as a starting quarterback ever again, in my opinion, in the National Football League. Ian Fitzsimmons, hit him on the X at Ian Fitz ESPN. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on the X at Coleman ESPN. Appreciate you joining us here on Part of Freddie and Fitzsimmons in the Morning, presented by Progressive Insurance. So we've given Ian a TV recommendation when it comes to the Fast and Furious. That's something now Fast X, meaning 10 of those. We got another TV recommendation based on one of our people behind the scenes. We'll get to that.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
He's Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Freddie Coleman. A little Freddie Ian Fitzsimmons for you in the morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on ESPN2 and ESPNU. So we've been giving out movie recommendations for Ian Fitzsimmons because he's never seen any part of the Fast and Furious series. Hey, he's not the only one. He's just one of the few. They've only made 3,000 of those movies, so at least you would think he would like lucked into one at one time or another. Just not for him.
Yeah, I mean, my oldest daughter Rowan has seen every one of them. Absolutely loves it. I mean, Pat Costello, Nuno. I mean, they they're raving about, you know, Fast X being Oscar worthy. So I guess I need to jump in. I didn't know about Blue Bloods until my older brother passed away last year, and he was wearing three-piece suits.
Yes.
And he wore them because Tom Selleck wore them in Blue Bloods, and Tom Selleck wore them because of Teddy Roosevelt.
Absolutely.
And you told me last year, dude, you need to get your brother's right. Blue Bloods. Now I'm on season 11. So yeah, I'm open to all suggestions. I'm in.
Yeah. But we got a good suggestion from Alan Yates, one of our guys behind the scenes, because
this one I'm really into.
Yeah, Alan, the floor is yours. Take center stage. Explain why this should be appointment viewing for anybody out there, whether they're a sports fan or not.
Man, listen. So, I finished The Bear, right? Bear's amazing show.
Okay.
If anyone hasn't watched it, you should
writing
watch
that one down.
So, explain the premise of The Bear before you move on.
The Bear is about this family from Chicago. They're cooking. It's this whole thing. I don't even know how to really describe it. It's something you got to watch. It's amazing.
Okay.
It's amazing cinema.
Got it.
So then I stumbled into watching BS High, the doc on Bishop Sycamore.
Okay. Oh, boy.
And when I tell you, I was watching it in awe. Because, I think most of us know the story. We've heard about, fake school, they played on ESPN, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you're going back to last year. They're playing IMG on ESPN. they somehow fooled all of us. I mean, the entire country.
Absolutely.
They were some high school juggernaut. Tom Luganville, though, who's one of our recruiting experts, Lugs is like, I've never heard of this school.
Uh-huh.
I've never heard of these players, but okay. And then we all saw what happened.
And when you guys watch it, you're going to think am I watching a spoof or a parody of someone telling a story? Because the coach involved is I ain't no liar, but if I was a liar, I'd be a really good one. And I'm wait a second.
Isn't that what he did?
Exactly.
But the things that you find out that are so confusing, a team going into play somewhere and they don't have a training staff or doctors and stuff on sidelines. You're wait a second, is that real?
So hold on a minute. When this team went and played IMG, this juggernaut, they didn't have a trainer on the sidelines?
The trainer was the mother of the quarterback who got hurt. And
then
they had to put in the third string quarterback who was really a running back or something. And then the kid tears his ACL. Coach is man, if you ain't hear it pop, you good.
Come on.
The young boy's wait a second, man.
That's amazing.
Ian, you would think that you knew about the story, but when you watch it, you're going to be wait a second. He printed out a check from Kinko's to do what?
what? Oh, let me get a 20. No, full timeout.
Yeah, take the full.
What? One more time?
So he had to because you go travel, and they had to house the kids in hotels and stuff.
Right, exactly.
So the hotel people was telling him as the coach, yeah, bro, you could pay this joint in 90 days or something, right? So he looks at the camera and was 90 days? They not getting this money from me. So he goes to Kinko's with the mother of the quarterback, who's also the trainer, and they print out a check to give to the, to the hotel with no intentions of paying it back. So he has 30 or so lawsuits finding him. If you watch it, you're going to be there's no way that this actually went on for 3 years.
Because Roy Johnson said in the movie that he's the most honest liar he's ever known. Who's the guy in the movie? Roy Johnson.
That don't sound like the most con artist thing I've
absolutely
ever heard.
I mean, there are oxymorons, and then there's that statement. I'm the most honest liar that you've ever known.
It's unbelievable. All the things that we wanted from the Florida documentary that they kind of didn't show.
Swamp Kings?
That's a fluff piece. We should have known that going in.
The information in this is unbelievable. And the way that it's cut is crazy, because remember when Michael Jordan on the Last Dance, he was watching film of other people talking about him?
Mm-hmm.
The coach is watching the kids and all that talk about him. And he's like, how could he say that to me? I didn't get scored in the IMG game. And it's wait a second, fam.
Wow.
Y'all shouldn't have been playing on
You're
that
making
tour.
This up.
I swear on everything I love, when you watch this, Joe, you are going to be shocked at how little you thought you knew about this situation.
That's amazing.
I'm all in.
Me too.
I mean,
it's on HBO Max,
all
right?
In. I'm open to every suggestion.
Right.
I'll try.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't like it, when it starts, and I'll punch and move on.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of
it. And you got The Bear, too. I don't know if you get into the whole cooking thing, but
dude,
The Bear.
Come on.
I love it. I'm sorry. Have you not met Ian before?
But this is he going to find some new type of.
Have you not met Ian before?
Love to cook.
Thank you.
All about it.
Have you not? Hey, here's another one for you, by the way. Ian Fitzsimmons on Alan Yates and Freddie Coleman this morning on ESPN Radio and SiriusXM Channel 80. I'll give you another one that's sports related that you could definitely watch that will be a revelation. Goliath about Will Chamberlain on Showtime. 3-part series. It's fantastic.
I'm running out of time here, man. I mean, this is going to take me all the way to college football season. I'll be at the Natty trying to finish up, like, you know, Fast X and the Bear and BS High. Yeah. And now I've got that one.
Yeah, Goliath is tremendous on Showtime with Will Chamberlain.
I'm dumbfounded about the – I mean, look, we all knew that Bishop Sycamore was just an absolute joke. But hearing just some of those stories – yeah, man, that may have climbed to the top of the list.
Well, with any story, anytime you got a protagonist and an antagonist, especially an antagonist like that, when it comes to Roy Johnson, that's going to sell itself, especially when he said, I'm the most honest liar that I know.
Ian, he said, if they told me that we weren't allowed to play 2 games in 3 days, I wouldn't do it. But there's no law that says we can't. So before the IMG game, he scheduled a random game on like a Friday.
On a Friday.
And they played on a Sunday. They're like, it's not like allowed. Like, what are you doing?
Is this dude not in jail?
No, he's not.
He said, I didn't break no laws. I'm not in jail. So what did I really do? I say, wait a second, man.
Endanger some kids?
Couple ACLs after. You didn't do much.
If you didn't hear it pop, you're good. That's a direct quote.
And you can run on it.
Man. If you can run out there and play, you good, man.
That's happening
today. They're
sharing
helmets, Ian.
Those are the kind of guys like Roy Johnson, and I don't normally advocate this, but those are the kind of guys you send on ambulance rides. A guy like that was in charge of kids. And by the way, where are the parents when this was going on? That's what I want to know.
They thought that they were doing something right because that, like, you had to pay tuition and do all this stuff. It was the most elaborate scam you could think of.
That's
man.
Like
Wait
a royal scam.
It. Wait till you see it.
That's a royal scam. I wish people the look on Ian's face is priceless right now. For those listening on radio, he's like, I'm in right now.
I'm in awe. I knew it was a joke, but this is over the top.
That's a P.T. Barnum's thing. There's a sucker boy in every minute to the 25th power when it comes to Bishop Sycamore High School.
You didn't hear it pop, you're good.
Trey Lance hopes to pop with a different team. That's next.
This is ESPN Radio. More next.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.